Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Pam Danziger back on the show. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host. And Pam's been hanging out with us now for 14 years. She's the president of Unity Marketing, author of a number of books on selling to people who have money, putting the lux back in luxury, and why people buy things they don't need, let them eat cake, and why Henry's do what? What Henry's want. And she's the expert on helping us upscale our customer list. Pam Danziger, welcome back to the show.
It's great to be with you today.
It's always a pleasure to have you back. So you've been working on selling to millionaires. Now, that's an interesting topic. I'm old enough to remember the millionaire television show. You're not old enough to remember that, Pam, there was a show called The Millionaire, and I was just a little bitty guy, and then all my life I've heard about millionaires. And I remember Paul Harvey. I was listening to Paul Harvey. That also dates you now these days. I was listening to Paul Harvey years ago, and Paul Harvey said the definition of a millionaire is someone who can get their hands on $2,000 cash.
Right.
It's different today. And when we think of millionaires, what do you think? What is your definition of a millionaire besides the number?
Well, I look strictly from a research perspective. I go with the data, and a millionaire is a person who has a net worth of $1 million. Now, that net worth, usually based on the Federal Reserve Board, which is the nation's authority on money, also includes people who own homes, you know, including in their net worth the value of their homes, as well as their investable assets. Mm-hmm. Other people look strictly at investable assets, you know, the money that they have available to invest. But, you know, no matter how you cut it or how you define it, the number of millionaires is growing so rapidly in the country, somewhere between 12 million and 15 million U.S. households. And when you think about, there's only about 125 million U.S. households. I mean, that is a huge chunk of people that have got a lot of money available to them and at their fingertips, essentially.
Well, and one of the behavioral things that's interesting about American millionaires, whether their money is in their real estate or other assets, when you have that kind of equity, it makes you feel like you're rich, and it makes people feel that they're rich, and it causes them to spend money, doesn't it?
Well, not necessarily. I mean, the fact is the way you get money, the way you acquire money, the way you get it is by being very careful spenders. And that is one of the distinguishing characteristics of millionaires that, you know, and I wrote this report about 10 myths that are really disrupting your marketing to millionaires. Is that one of the myths is that they live excessive, extravagant lives, and that's
I didn't mean to sound like they would be excessive. Obviously, you don't get rich by being being profligate, but still, over the last several decades, we've gone through periods of time when America was doing great, and people had a feeling of prosperity, maybe sometimes even when they didn't deserve it. But so talk to us about some of the other myths about millionaires.
Well, you know, and talking about our recent history, I mean, if anything, before the Great Recession, you know, 2007, 2008 period, the millionaires, people with a lot of money, were really spending to their perceived, wealth and having a lot of confidence. Now, in this economy, I mean, the memories of what happened in that last recession are still very much in the forefront of millionaires and everybody's mind. And there's a sense among millionaires today that the other shoe is going to drop.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's no question.
Yeah, so that is really putting the brakes on
that's them. Showing up in a lot of research, a lot of different research.
Yes.
I saw that not long ago. And I'll be honest with you, Pam, I feel the same way myself. I don't think Wall Street's learned. I don't think Wall Street's learned a darn thing.
No, that's the truth. And you know, and the fact is, they don't want to lose all of their winnings in the current economy. So they're really being much more careful about their spending. And I mean, the luxury market and you know, sales in the luxury market are really showing. And a lot of the growth in the luxury market is coming from people who are not what we would call "quote unquote" millionaires. People who are aspiring to that status, but spending up.
What about not so much how much they're buying, but what they're buying? Can we say that maybe a person who's a millionaire is not just throwing their money around, but when they buy something, they buy higher quality. They buy something nice, not just because it's the best, but because they want to have something that lasts. They want to buy quality. What do you think?
Right. Well, there's no question about that. I mean, they're putting brands and all of the purchases that they're considering through the paces. I mean, they really are holding those brands and those purchases to a higher standard.
Mm-hmm.
But also part of that higher standard, and thanks to the internet and the research that they can do now, is that they are really looking for where can I get, you know, the best for less.
Right.
And so just because a brand has got a major name in the popular culture doesn't mean that that is necessarily the best brand for them. So they're really, and I mean, you just were recently involved in a purchase of your outdoor kitchen. And you said it was a 2-year project for you to research it and find the right solution.
Mm-hmm.
And you are a perfect example of the way consumers today are really holding a much higher standard. And we as business people need to rise to that occasion and put forward, you know, the real value that you offer, not just you know, a shiny new.
And you got to put yourself in their frame of mind. You got to be able to put yourself in their frame of mind. UnityMarketing.com, UnityMarketingOnline.com, right?
Right, UnityMarketingOnline.com.
Online.com. All right, so check it out, folks. Pam Danziger, and I will be right back. You can find all her books there, all her research. She is really smart, as you can tell, and she always has great information there. She'll help you upscale your customer list if you'll let her. 20 after, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.